for a homeowner, the last word that homeowner wants to hear is foreclosure. This week on You and the Law, attorney Sarah Galvan is here talking about what might be done to save a home. What should you do if that foreclosure letter drops in your mail slot?
Well, first of all, you should look at the entire thing because there's generally going to be numbers that you can call for assistance. And the best thing you can do is don't ignore it. You have time. You don't immediately have to leave your house. And if you want to stay, the process is set up to help you stay in your property. I would call either a HUD-certified housing counseling agency, which should be listed somewhere in that summons and complaint document that you receive. Or you can contact my agency or two other agencies in the area, Legal Aid Bureau of Buffalo, Western New York Law Center, or my agency, Legal Services for the Elderly.
How long does it take before the sheriff actually shows up at the house?
Well, the average New York foreclosure takes about 2 years. You have a lot of time to work through the process. Being served with a summons and complaint is the very, very first step, and there are many to follow. You're also, if you are living in the property and you want to keep it, you'll be entitled to go through a settlement conference process in the court, which is designed to have you sit down with the bank's attorney and try to work something out before you even have to worry about a judgment of foreclosure being filed against you.
Now, there have been a lot of complaints around the country about bad paperwork and all kinds of what people think of as legal complexities. How often does the foreclosure not go through?
Well, typically, because you have the settlement conference process before the court is really going to look at some of those legal documents, we can't say with precision how many of those wouldn't have gone through if something wasn't worked out in the settlement conferences. But generally, I would say maybe 50% of the cases that we see may have issues that that should be brought to the court's attention, whether it be paperwork issues, assignment issues, or even if you somehow missed your settlement conference, the court is going to be pretty receptive to still giving you another chance as long as it hasn't gotten to that judgment of foreclosure stage.
It sounds like you really need a lawyer.
I would recommend that everyone who goes through the foreclosure process have an attorney. The banks always have an attorney. So to really have a level playing field and have a real chance at being able to save your home, you should reach out to an attorney. And we're here. We're available. We don't have income restrictions. A lot of people think that they might not qualify for legal aid, but we were lucky enough to receive funding that came from the National Mortgage Settlement. And our state attorney general earmarked that money so that you can have representation and you can have access to housing counselors as well.
What's the profile of someone who is being foreclosed upon?
Most people are at really any stage of their life, but they've had a setback of some kind, whether it be an illness that's prevented them from working, underemployment, unemployment, and whether those are continuing hardships or not, it just depends on the situation. But most people have been paying their mortgages and suffered a setback. And, you know, they're unable to work something out with the banks because the banks aren't receptive and they're not prepared. But it doesn't mean that all hope is lost, whether the hardship is still going on or whether you've resolved it.
I've seen some statistics that a much higher percentage of foreclosures these days involve seniors.
We are seeing a lot of seniors that are in foreclosure. The reason being that maybe they initially paid off that first mortgage they got on the home, but at some point needed to get some of their equity back so that they can afford their day-to-day expenses because Social Security or pension income might not be enough. And I think that, you know, at that stage in life, when you fall behind, your income is generally steady, so it's hard to catch up. These aren't people that can go out and get a second job and try to catch up on their mortgage. So we definitely are seeing a lot of seniors. Buffalo, this area, has a high senior population, so that also contributes to the types of cases we're seeing involving seniors.
Today, here on You and the Law, attorney Sarah Galvan has been here, and we've been talking about the foreclosure situation. I'm Mike Desmond, WBFO News.